Yep. So I was going to just share my testimony before Pastor brings his word, but he's like, hey, you know what? You go ahead and do your thing. And so it's, so here I am. I've been trying to do this for a while, and I am not a public speaker. I don't get up in front of people and just speak. And yeah, this is my first time actually voluntarily coming up and, you know, just giving my testimony and praising God for what he has done. So, yeah, I'm 50 years old. That's a long time to be shunning away from it. So I'm kind of ashamed, but I'm glad that, you know, God opened this door and, you know, here I am. And of course, we had all you come back today. So thank you. At the same time, I'm like, oh, okay, great. So, well, you all know what I have been, what I went through. So I just wanted to share that with you for any of you that don't know. So before I start, I just want to start with a word of prayer. So, dear Father, thank you for this time, Lord, and thank you for just giving me the opportunity to come up here and just glorify your name, Lord, for everything you have done in my life. And pray that you will speak through me and that it'll be a blessing and encouragement to somebody else. Just pray that you be with me, Lord, and pray that you take away my nerves and just help me to be able to communicate what you have done for me clearly and as you would see fit, Lord. And thank you, and just pray that you be with me and with all of us, Lord, and pray that you fill it with your Holy Spirit, Father, that we will listen and be obedient to everything you have done for us and want us to do, Lord. And pray all these things in your name. Amen. Amen. So I know Pastor usually starts off with a joke, and I actually started looking for jokes. It's harder than it seems. It's to find something that's appropriate, right? I don't know why, for some reason, you have some cuss words in there, suddenly you think it's funny. But anyways, so, yeah, trying to go on the internet and trying to find something, you get carried away, and you're, like, looking at everything else, and you're like, okay, what was I here for, right? So, wow. So, anyways, so I just found one. I don't even, may I have heard it. So there was this dad that, there was a son. He comes after Sunday school. He goes to his dad and says, hey, Dad, I have a question for you. So the dad's like, yeah, what is it? So he's like, well, the teacher was reading the Bible about the children of Israel building the temple, the children of Israel crossing the Red Sea, children of Israel making sacrifices. So dad was like, yeah, so what's your question? Well, didn't the grown-ups do anything? Well, thank you for laughing. Anyways, so I... 2023 in October, mid-October, a regular day, I just, you know, I worked from home, I got up, did my work. After work, I went to the Y, did my workout, just a regular day, and, you know, went home, had dinner, towards evening, washed up, and I went to use the restroom, you know, for whatever reason, I looked down and the toilet was red, right? Of course, it doesn't take a genius to be like, okay, something is wrong. So it's like, okay. I mean, it was not like pink or, you know, some discoloration. It was like blood red. So I did not share this with anybody that night. So I just... finished my shower. Of course, I was like, okay, God, help me. And did a quick prayer, you know, just what I'm used to, and just prayed. I did not share with my wife or anybody. It was like, it's late in the night. I'll just go to the doctor in the morning and see what's up. And of course, I got on internet and looking up symptoms. I was like, okay, that's not the good, I don't know. I guess we just do that, right? And of course, that got me really worried. So finally, of course, I did not get much sleep that night. I just, somehow went through the night, called my primary care in the morning. They, saw the my situation. They're like, yeah, come on in. And they got me in. Doctor poked around, and he was like, okay, what's going on? You look fine. I'm like, okay, this is what's going on. It's like, okay. So he poked around my stomach, and my right side was, it was like cramping. So I was working out. I'm like, I don't know. I pulled a muscle or something. I don't know, right? So he's like, okay. So he was checking my right side. For whatever reason, he started checking my left side. He was like, he didn't really tell me, but he was like, okay, you know what? Why don't we get you a CT? I'm like, okay. So the nurse's office called. They booked me in, and they got me in right away. They went through the CT scan, and of course, with our all these things going digital, you got your results come to you before the doctor, which is not very good, I guess. Could be good, but of course, you read through all these results, and you're like, okay. So the result was, there was a suspicious mass on my left kidney. And it was 7 centimeters long. So I had to go back to my primary doctor. I talked to him, and he was like, yeah, I can't do anything. Let's go get you a urologist. So they got me to a urologist. Of course, they can't get it right away. So I think the next or couple days, I went to the urologist, and they looked through. It's like, yeah, everything points to it being cancerous, but we can't say that for sure, but that is what it seems like. So you have to go to another CT scan with the contrast so they can really see what's going on. So I'm like, okay. So I go back home. Actually, on my way home, of course, my wife, I remember she was holding my hand. She was like, whatever this is, we're going to get through this. On the way, we passed the Y, and I was like, let me just go cancel my membership. Just my thoughts at that time were like, okay, why do I need my membership right now? Like, am I going to need it a week from now with what I'm going through? Like, all these thoughts, like, I don't even know what's happening, but it's... To me, it was like, this is it. Yeah. So I did go to the Y, canceled my membership, went home, tried to get on the phone to set up my CT scan. And of course, they said, with everything was booked, I couldn't get anything done anytime soon. I kept trying this. Like, can you try this hospital? No, sorry, everything is booked. So finally, I don't know, for whatever reason, I called again. I got another lady. She was very nice. She was like, okay, let me try. And she did. And there was an appointment in Kenwood. Within a week. So I'm like, that's better than a month, So like, praise God. So I went, booked that. I'm going through all these because, just God was working through all these things, without, I don't know, it may not seem like much, but it was a lot. I mean, just from what they were saying, there was no appointment, and then me getting an appointment within a week, that's all God's doing. So I got my appointment, and so just kind of going back, right? Like, I always believed in prayer. My dad was a pastor in India. And my mom, I have seen her on her knees more than I have seen her just, anything. So she, and being a pastor's wife, you know, she was a teacher. She was also being a pastor's wife in India. You kind of just kind of take care of the women, right? And so any needs, they always used to come to her. This was like when I was really young, before my fifth grade. So I would get dragged to every, I don't know, like there's a prayer meeting basically for anything, right? So it was a pretty decent sized church. So there's a lot of people. So any birthdays, any anniversaries, and you know, just like you go in and there's a prayer meeting, there's devotion, there's singing. And so I went through all this. And as a kid, you know, you kind of absorb all that. But so I have grown up in church, basically. And in fifth grade, I actually got an opportunity to go to an international school, which was like, I had to travel by train 2 nights. And just on my, based on my family situation, there's no way I should have been there, because my dad and my mom could not even afford. There's no way I should have been there, but God made an opening, so I was, you know, I was able to be there. So praise God for that. Now reflecting back on those things, you know, it's amazing. But as a child, I just took everything for granted. You know, it was just like, whatever, I'm here, you know. But so from that point on, I was home maybe for my, I was home for my winter and summer vacations, so I did not spend much time with my family as much, just because of the distance, I did not go home much. So after high school, of course, I came here, and again, I did not have the finances or the opportunity to go back to India as often. So I spent a lot of time away from my family. So it's, in a way, I'm like, oh, wow, it's freedom, right? I can do whatever I want. And I don't know. I thank God for the foundation that I did not, I don't know. When you're not within God's plan, or I don't know. It's just hard for me to explain this, because it's growing up in a home that believed in God, you know, that they raised us to be, you know, just faithful and to be, but at the same time, you know, you get this freedom, and you it's all in the back of your mind, but you don't. I don't know. I don't know if I just wanted to ignore it, or just whatever it was. I did my prayers. That's, you know, that just what I did. I went to church, right? That was it. And that just being the case. And you know, after I went to a Christian school too, so thank God for that. I don't know if I went to a public, I don't know what could have happened. So there were some restrictions which I guess I needed. So praise God for that. But so after college, you know, I came. I worked a little bit in Chicago, and of course in college, you know, I met my lovely wife. And thank God for that. And after Chicago, we came to Cincinnati. And I remember, you know, just what the world has to offer. You think Chicago is a big city, and you're like, when I had the opportunity to come to Cincinnati, I'm like, I don't know, Ohio, at that time for me, Chicago was the first place I came to from India, so that's all I knew. When I think of Ohio, I'm thinking cornfields. That was it. I don't know why. I had never been to Ohio. I've never been out of Illinois, right? So it's like, okay. So anyway, so I'm coming. I was like, okay, do I really have to do this? There's got to be a way. There's got to be another job in Chicago. There's got to be this and whatever. I just kept And I remember packing up and coming to Cincinnati. And, you know, there's like just graffiti and stuff on the road, you know, on the highway. And there was passing Indiana, I believe, and there was, you know, just one of those overpasses or something, you know. It said, trust in God, right? And I'm like, okay. I mean, I thinking back, you know, all those things come back to me. But, and sure enough, I mean, I was not happy. I settled here. I did my thing and was like, just went through the routine. And I was working at Temple Baptist. So there was a church and college there. And of course, I was taking active part there. You know, we had the morning service, evening service, Wednesday service. We had the international service. So I was going through all these motions, but there were just motions, I guess. You know, there was no time I spent with God. So that's kind of the background, right? So excuse me. So that's, I mean, if people might say, oh, Sam is a nice guy, but yeah, whatever that is, right? So coming back to my, so I set up my MRI. That night, you know, I tried to pray to God, and it just felt like a guilt or shame. I just could not. I'm like, what am I doing? It's like, I do whatever I want, but here I am asking God to help me out. It's like, and I just could not ask God to be with me in that situation. And it just, and there was nothing, like all that church services and whatever I went through, there was nothing in me that could comfort me or anything, right? There was no Bible verse, nothing was there. It's like nothing was there. I was like, okay, this is, so I just, it was hard that night. And of course, we did not share this with anybody yet. And of course, my wife knew. The kids did not know yet. And of course, we did not tell you all until that Sunday to pray for us. So that night was really hard. And I know my wife was trying to be there for me. And it's, I did not tell my family in India, nothing. So just trying to, I'm like, is it even fair, God, to ask people to help me and, you know, just to ask you to help me in this situation? It's like, I just do whatever I want, and whenever I need something, I just come to you. And most of the time that worked, right? I mean, all the time it worked. And this time I just could not do it. And it was just really hard for me to do that. And I know we say, you know, let your will be done. That's a scary thing when you actually think about it. If you don't believe in God and know that He has the best for you, whatever it might be. So, and that night, I don't know, reluctantly or whatever it was, I said, okay, God, let your will be done, whatever this is. And I just went from there. And I remember, you know, Kenta, I always used to watch him in the mornings. He would get up before he touched his phone. As a teenager, that's something, right? Before touching the phone, he would get his Bible out, get his little notepad out. He will go through his devotions, write down, and he will spend time. And he was doing that, and me, my time of devotion, I'll open the Bible, I'll open Psalms, because I know they're short, right? If I got to like 119, I'm like, hey, maybe this, let me find something else. Flip. Okay, this might work. And just went through that and not really listening to what the psalm had to say or, you know, anything. It just read my Bible. All right, God, thank you for this day, you know. Here's my so-and-so I need help with. And amen. Give me good night's rest, right? And that was it. So that night, I downloaded the Bible app. And it's amazing how much content there is. Of course, we got to be careful what content we listen to, because there's just so much out there, and everything seems to be, I don't know, in some sense, make sense. If you don't know the Word of God, it can easily get stirred the wrong way, right? So you'd certainly need discernment to make the right decisions in that. But I downloaded the app, and I don't think I've ever read through my Bible completely. 50 years old, it's kind of sad, but that's what it is. So that night, I just, of course, I had nothing in my head to comfort me. So there were all these different plants, but, you know, for anxiety and this and that, for healing. I'm like, okay, God, I'll take anything. There's nothing on my own I can come up with, so please. So that was helpful, you know, just going through. And I started the read the Bible through the year, right? So that was great. I started that, and at that night, you know, I said, okay, God, you know, I know everything you have done for me. I don't know. It's repentance or. Basically, I'm just said, you know, God, please forgive me for how I have been living my life. You know, after everything you have done for me, after the way I have been raised, I have every miracle I have seen. I mean, if you think about it, there's like so many things. This is not just the thing that God saved me from. I mean, I remember coming from Chicago after dropping my wife one time when she came to visit. I was younger, so I was like, whatever, right? I dropped her, came back home. It's not such a long trip, but still, it was the flight was in the night or early morning, so I started. It was early. I was coming back. It's like I was like maybe 40 minutes away from home. I was really sleepy, and yeah. Then, you know, shake my head and whatever. I was like, I can do it. I just kept going. And before I knew it, I heard a honk, right? I get up. I have fallen asleep. And somebody was kind enough to honk. And when you honk, when you're sleeping, you can go two ways, right? You can wake up and like, oh, realize, but you can get startled and do whatever. So thank God I was not off my lane. There was traffic on both sides, and that's a miracle right there, right? I don't know what could have happened, and this is on the highway. You're going like 75. And you know, when Kenta had that accident, it was almost a head-on collision, and we both were okay. The car was not, but we both were okay. So, I mean, there were so many things. I mean, but sorry, I'm just going all over the place. So so that night, I just made a commitment to God. You know, God, just help me. I know I'm starting from scratch. I know Pastor always talks about, as a young believer, you have to have the liquid diet, right? So, and, you know, finally you'll get to your solids. And right now, that's what it is. I'm still going through the process. I kind of started late. There's so much I could have taken from my childhood and all the way I've gone through, all the churches I've visited. I should be like solid, right? But no. But no. So anyway, I just thank God for this realization. So better late than never, right? So I just thank God for that. So I started with that. So at that night, I'm like, God, let your will be done in my life, whatever it is. And just give me peace and give my family just the peace and the, like, your comfort and, like, whatever it takes for us to get through this, right? We don't know. Of course, I knew what I wanted. I wanted the mask to just disappear the next day, and God could have done that. There's no way. I don't for a second not think that's impossible. He could actually do that. And I said, God, you know, just let your will be done. And I went through that process. Just the way God was working is amazing. I mean, I had my MRI the next week. Of course, from 7 centimeters when they did the MRI with the contrast, it was 11. So in my mind, I'm like, did it grow that much within this week? And if it's growing at this rapid pace, what am I? So anyway, you know, all those distractions come, and somehow God has, you know, kept us in one piece. And I wouldn't say I was not worried, as I don't know, just living in this world, we are. that's what it is. And I certainly did think about it, and I tried to distract myself. Not distract, but I mean, I spend more time with, you know, Word of God. And it's the nights that were hard, because, you know, that's when, you know, you don't have the interactions with other people, and you're in bed, you close your eyes, and that's it. It's you and your thoughts, and that's when you realize where your true help comes from, right? Like what you're made of. And it's so I spent a lot of time just dealing with that, talking to God, and just, it's more like, help me to know you more, Lord. It's, you know, I cannot do this. I, you know, if something happens, my family, you know, all those things just go through your mind. So it's like, you kind of just leave it up to God at that point. It's always like that, but it has taken this for me to realize that. I got my results, and, you know, and of course, as soon as I saw that, before the doctor did again, it was on a weekend. Of course, it was a Friday. I couldn't go to the doctor until the next week. So we saw the results in my chart, and I was like, okay, 11 centimeters, great. So I tried to call the doctor's office, and the urologist I saw was on vacation. I was like, what? Do they need me? Oh, I'm just kidding. I mean, yeah, I certainly understand. Doctors, you know, they need time off. So, but, you know, when you're going through something, you're like, oh, really? Now? So they said, I can't see anybody till, you know, following week or whatever. I was like, okay. So I'm like, can you see somebody else, please? And they were able to find some other doctor that was in the Fairfield office. So they called me in. So I was able to get it. This was on Friday. I found the results. I was able to get it by Tuesday. So praise God for that. And it's, again, how God works. So this doctor ended up being the one who was going to perform my surgery as well. So, you know, God is amazing. I mean, I could have seen the other doctor. He would have referred me to this guy, right? So it's amazing how everything works. So we saw him, and he's like, yeah, we want to take care of this as soon as possible. I don't think we're going to wait until the other doctor comes in and, you know, whatever they talk through. So they said, went through the prep. They said, we'll try to get you in as soon as possible. Call this number, whatever. And, they were going to call me and tell me when the date is going to be. Sure enough, somebody calls me. It was going to be the next week, I think. And the lady I was talking to said, you know, it's amazing that we were able to get you in that soon, because to coordinate this doctor, I guess the urologist used that location for surgery. So I guess they just use Mercy for their surgery. So just to have the their on-call person be doing rounds at that time and for this doctor to be there. Anyway, the coordination with all that, you know, 1 week is really great, and that they could get me in. So God is amazing. So we did that, and so surgery date. And again, thank you so much for your prayers, right? It's and any of you, I know you've been praying for me. I know you've been praying for my health, and I'm sure you're praying for for God to set me straight at the same time. You probably knew what I did not know or realize. So I appreciate that, even though you weren't very upfront with me, maybe. So I appreciate that. So thank you. And of course, Joey and Mark, they were there. Kyle was just, you know, we have never been, so thank God, like, you know, we've been healthy and never had to visit hospitals or, you know, be admitted overnight. So she appreciated that so much for Mark and Joey to be there with her as, you know, they were waiting. So, I mean, of course, I do appreciate that as well. So thank you so much. And just for the love and support and, you know, everything you guys have done for me as a church, and I appreciate that. Thank you. So I went through the surgery. They were able to, again, God is, praise God, the cancer was contained to my left kidney. So the solution was basically chop it off. It's not very technical, but that was it, right? So they were able to, you know, remove that, and the surgery was successful, and I got kicked out of the hospital the next day. I was like, seriously, I go through losing an organ, you guys? So I guess I'm, whatever, my vitals or whatever were okay or good enough that they thought I should be okay going home. So I'm like, okay. So just, you know, and through all this, I it's sad that this is what took me. It took to make me realize where I was at. I mean, I go through the motions, right? It's just motions. I don't think I have ever, I completed the Bible last year. And again, I started from the Old Testament. And Old Testament, I was like, do I really have to read this, right? So it's amazing. I mean, you know, when you think about it, I definitely needed help. So going through the Bible with, you know, chapter by chapter, you know, having an explanation of what's going on. It's not just, you know, I don't know, names and these clans and these sacrifices. And, you know, that's all for, and that just made me realize, you know, I think we all need to realize really how holy God is, right? It's, I mean, all these things they were doing because, like, they couldn't be a blemish, right, on anything, because God is holy. Like, nothing can come into his presence. I mean, yeah. I was like, I think, you know, I needed a reminder of that. It's not like we can just go and be like, hey, God. I mean, we just go. We can thank God for Jesus for coming and dying on the cross for our sins so we can have a relationship. You know, we can talk directly to God. We don't have to go through any, you know, mediator. I mean, whatever, the middleman. We can talk directly to God, right? So it just, that's amazing. And we just, we have this, I mean, direct connection to God. And it's, and I'm glad I'm going through this. I'm just in Numbers right now. There are certain parts that are hard, and, you know, you have to just spend more time. I think it's, it just makes all these connections to the New Testament, all these types and shadows. I've heard that term. I have pastors speak about it. You know, now it's all making sense. It's like, yeah. But it's all coming together. It's like, it took me this long. It's like, you know, we just live in this world where we just, this is all we know. Anything, like, even the jokes. It was like, that made me laugh because that's all I, you know, that we think that's funny. But then when you find something clean, it's like, okay, that's corny, but whatever. So it just how... And even like when the Israelites, you know, they were moving out of Egypt, I mean, they kept wanting to go back to Egypt because that's all they knew. I mean, they were there for 400 years. I mean, they didn't know anything else. They were slaves. And then I come to find out Egypt is a type of bondage to sin, right? So that makes sense. It's like, we always try to go back because that's what we're comfortable with. We just gravitate towards that. It's like, yeah, it was bad, but I guess I know what it is. So I just go back to it. So it's all these reality. I mean, I'm a pastor's kid. I should know all this, but I don't. I don't know, I just feel ashamed. Like when I go home, you know, they ask me to pray. I hate getting up and praying because I just could not pray. Like I hear these people come up and pray these beautiful prayers and I'd be like, I don't know how to start. I don't know how to pray. It's like, and I was like, nah, I'm not gonna do it. You know, it's not like, okay, you know, maybe try to pray more often. No, it's just like, I'm not going to do it. I don't know how to. Like books of the Bible, I don't know where this is. Like, I don't go to learn more about it. I'm just like, okay, whatever. It's funny. I don't know where it is. I'm a pastor's kid. I mean, it's like, I don't know. It would just, so that's where, you know, that's how I have been. I mean, it doesn't matter, you know, how you, what you may make other people think you are, as far as, you know, how you behave towards them. I mean, it's certainly helpful to be nice to other people, but internally, you know, when tough things come to your life, like, what are you going to look to? Like, you know, it's, that's when you realize. I mean, you can certainly say, you know, whatever, I'll just deal with it. And there are certainly people like that, I think. And I don't know how they can get through. And I thank God that I was raised in a Christian home, right? If I was not, like, where would I have turned? I don't know. So at least I had that for me. So I praise God for that. And I just thank God for helping me through this situation and more importantly for helping me realize, you know, make that realization I need to depend on Him. That doesn't mean, like, you know, I mean, we can't just pray and God automatically gives you all these things. Maybe it does work that way. For me, no, it doesn't. I have to make time to spend time with God to read. And, you know, it's not just reading through and just, God, let me please interpret this for me. No, I think you need to take the time and effort to actually learn. And then as you go through this, I think God will try to put things together. Like, I remember we're just going down. I forgot where we were coming back from. My wife and I, we were coming back. And, you know, with all the snow and everything, our cars look horrible, right? Like, all the dirt and everything. And it just, and we see this, like a Cadillac or some black SUV go by. It's like, look pristine. It's like, so, and it, just a thought came to me. It's like, we live in a world that it doesn't matter how clean we are or whatever, we go and this world is gonna make, throw dirt on us, right? We just, and we have like a 24-hour car wash, basically, right? We can go to God and be like, God, you know, this is, help me. and we can get cleansed, right? And we have to do this. We have to want to do it, and it's there. We just have to go ask God. And so that, you know, just things like that, you know, if any other day I'll be like, I wish I had a garage or something, you know. So this is the world we live in, and we're gonna run into these things, and there's always these distractions, these temptations, and God will help us, you know. We need to start off our days. I try in the mornings to give God the praise and the glory, and just for giving me another day, right? I mean, before it was just like, I used to take it for granted. Another day. Let's see what this brings. So now I actually thank God, which I should have been doing all the time. But said, thank you, Lord, for giving me another, you know, opportunity. Let it be a good day. Help me to live for you. And I cannot do this on my own. I cannot. And, you know, when you are in word, I mean, they will be, God will help you, you know. When temptation, distractions come, you know, always like, God, just build a hedge around me, right? Like, I cannot, on my own, I cannot do this. You know, I am liable to just fall into that. So, and I think sometimes we just, you know, God gives us that, you know, that little tugging or whatever. It'd be like, hey, you know, don't, should you be doing this? You know, it's not, maybe not audible voice, but, you know, it's always there. So those are things we need to listen to. And it almost seems like sometimes we'd be like climbing all those walls that God has around us to deliberately do something he does not want us to do. I have done that many times. So I just thank God for that. I don't know what to call it, just his spirit to be, you know, telling me, hey, this is not what you're supposed to be doing, basically. So I just thank God for that, just opening up my eyes. And so I just praise God for giving me, or just helping me through this situation, but more importantly, for helping me come to a closer relationship with him. And that is the most important thing. So I praise God for that. And my scans I have been going through for every 3 months for a couple times. Praise God, they have been clean. Then after 3 months, they had me go for another 6 months. That was good as well. And now I have to go back in May. I just pray that, you know, God's will be done. And, you know, that is it. And I just thank God for giving me all these days and for whatever he has in store for me. And just pray that he'll continue to bless me and bless all of us to come closer to him and depend on him and just to... just just take part in his blessings. I mean, he's awesome. And so that's all I have to share with you. I thought it was going to be 5 minutes. I apologize. Hope it has, encourage somebody, and just whatever God has to, use it for. And thank you for this time, Pastor. I appreciate it. And thank you all for your prayers. And I love being part of this family. I've been coming here for a few years now. So thank you for just helping our family and just taking us in and loving us. And thank you. God bless you.
So I was thinking during the week this week, I knew Sam was going to share his testimony because we'd discussed it a few weeks ago that he had told me he wanted to share his testimony. And it's hard sometimes to get up the first time and share your testimony. It's not an easy thing. And but yet, God has a way of just opening things up. And I was thinking about, and I'm not going to preach a sermon here. I'm just going to tell you one little scripture, okay? I was thinking about, there was a time in Israel when 10 lepers were walking down the street, 10 of them. And with leprosy, when you had leprosy, you had to stay away from all the people. And you had to walk and holler, unclean, 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 as you walk down the street, so people would get away from you, And, they were doing that, and Jesus was on the other side of the road. And they hollered, "Have mercy on us, Lord, have mercy on us." And Jesus spoke a word of release to them. And, a little bit later, one came back, just one, and gave his testimony. And Jesus told him to go to the priest and present himself. And that was under the law. If you were supposed to go and present yourself if your leprosy went away, which it didn't really go away too much back then, And, I was just thinking with Sam, that was the first step of him stepping over into something. And Jesus was talking to his disciples and he said, there was 10. What happened to the other 9? And any time that God blesses us or does something wonderful for us or heals us or whatever he does, supplies a need, we should give him the praise and the glory for it. And, let's not be like the 9 and hold back, Let's step forward once in a while and share. A lot of times we don't realize that even as these go out on the internet, we knew Sam's situation because he has told us how he was doing. We asked him a little bit here and there how he was doing, and he stood up and said that his tests had come back clean and different things. But there's people out there on the internet that's going through maybe the same thing that he's going through. And, just because you were raised in a Christian family, it's like Brother Eddie used to say, just because you go out and stand in a garage, it don't make you a car. And somewhere in your life, you have to make that commitment, and you have to desire to seek after the Lord. And I love what you were saying, that God's starting to show you in the Word. And I will tell you this, God's Word never returns void, and every sermon and everything that you ever heard is down inside of you. And as God opens up his word to you, you're going to be surprised how much stuff is going to come up inside of you. And you're going to say, "Oh, man, I understand that now. And I understand this now," just like what you were saying. But that's the beauty of the Lord, And I'm going to tell you, it's hard to get up and talk in front of people. It's not an easy thing, But if you all stand, we'll close in a word of prayer. And, I thank you for being obedient and doing what the Lord wanted you to do, brother. And it was beautiful testimony. And don't never feel like that it didn't touch somebody. It touched somebody somewhere. You know, I told you a little story, and I'm going to close with this. I told you a little story a couple of weeks ago about this little girl was out, and she was saying her ABCs. And she was just saying her ABCs and ABCs. And her father said, it sounded like she was praying. And she said, I went over and I asked her, I said, honey, what are you doing? And she says, well, I was praying. He says, you was praying, but you was saying your ABCs. And she says, yeah. She says, I didn't know the exact words, but I knew God knew exactly what I was thinking. So if I just said my ABCs, he'd know exactly what I was thinking. And you know what? He knows exactly what you're thinking. He knows exactly where you are. But anyway, that was lovely, Sam. God bless you. And I want you to know, too, your name means heard from God. And you're going to hear from God more and more and more as days go on. And this was just a beginning for you. But it's going to be a greater than just what happened here even today. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your testimonies. I thank you, Lord, that you are a merciful, mighty God and that you do touch our lives. And sometimes we have to go through things and we don't know why we're going through it, but you know, and it took that sometimes that very thing to bring us to that place of really seeking your face and opening ourselves up even unto you, because you've been there with us all along. You knew us before we were even formed in our mother's wombs. And I just ask you, Father, to bless your people. I'm so glad that our brothers and sisters came down and visited us with us today from our brothers and sisters who were from Africa. They're from a United States now. And we love them, and we're so glad they came. And I just ask you a special blessing upon them and let them come home a little more often once in a while and come and see us. And And praise God. But Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Bless your people as they go forth today. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all.